mastered it, it should be one and the same thing.
Yes.
But for people who not understand it, it sounds like two different things.
Yes.
But masters, they listen a little bit, they understand, yeah, it's the same. But for people who not mastered it, it looks different.
Yes.
And it confuses them. This is why many, many teachers, many masters say, stay with one teacher. Not because that one teacher is the best. There are many who have the same knowledge, but like, in order not to confuse yourself, in order not to be slow, in order, like, because it's just like, while doing it, you learn the real thing. While doing it, you learn the real thing. So, and while doing, you also learn what the master really means or says. Because even the master says it correctly, from his point of view, you maybe understand it wrong. Because you translate it again in your head.
True.
So, I saw every time when I go to other masters, first I have to ensure the vocabulary. I have to define the words they use.
Yes.
Because everyone uses different words.
Yeah.
Maybe they have different dictionaries, maybe they have different other teachers who...
Same word but different meanings.
Like the meaning the same, but many words.
Yes.
This is like the Buddha, he was always very clear in the word and the meaning. Masters nowadays, meaning clear, but word, all kinds of words.
Yes.
All kinds of words. So, because they use like, they have an experience and then they try to verbalize it with their vocabulary and with their, what they have. So, some people studied a lot, some people studied little, some people, very analytic, some people, there are so many factors.
Bhante, still we can trust master, we might not understand what advance what he telling.
Yes.
But at least we should have a kind of trust about the master. Now, our problem is, especially in Sri Lanka, it's very difficult because these days, if I say, arahants are very rare. Right? So...
Even lower than that is very rare.
Yeah. So many masters, they have not experienced it properly.
Yes.
So, if that level, if we can, if there are many arahants also, it's easy to follow one.
Maybe put some light on, because if it's dark, people get sleepy. Like this.
Our lights.
Like low light is good for meditation, but not good for listen to.
So our main problem is, I don't know whether there's an answer for that, but how to find a good master, you know? If we are sure about the master, then no problem, we have to just follow instructions. But these days problem is, There are many masters, and
how you deal with that problem?
Yes.
No. I ask you how you deal with that problem.
Yeah. So we have to, we have to use our own wisdom first thing, but up to a certain point. Because our wisdom is not that developed to measure a master, right? But up to a certain point. There are certain ways to guess at things. It may be not totally correct, or sometimes we may be wrong, but still we have to use our own judgment about the master.
The Buddha, it's not a new problem, it's a very old one.
Yeah.
Like
Kalamas.
I start from something. How can I judge? Go to a master. How is the measuring point for me to judge? Because I'm just starting.
Yes.
If you are the master,
Yes.
First you have to walk the path and then see whether it is coming up to the
At the beginning you try to judge.
Whenever it's not because I am in the no way for me to judge.
Exactly, the Buddha gave actually like the same, very similar instructions. He said, because you don't know, you cannot know. You have to test it. And then you verify from the result, from the outcome, if it's the proper teaching or not. That's the only way. Like, I think you remember these suttas, like the Buddha said, if you do it and like the wholesome effects come, wholesome skillful effects,
yes,
continue it. There's no danger in it. Like if you get, you become a more moral person. More moral person means like when you have a situation where you have the choice to be moral or immoral, you choose moral. Mm-hmm. Not because someone is looking, not because you want to, oh, I keep the Panchasila or something. No, because you know it's not good for me. It's good for me like to not harm the precepts, like not to do anything against the precepts. So he can do it. Nobody sees it. He doesn't do it. So this is like Chaitanya Madhvan, like the intention not to do it. That's real morality. The intention not to do something wrong. That's real morality. So if this, the intention gets not to do something wrong, something immoral, gets more and more frequent, more and more dominant, established, then the cause was correct. When you become, when you see more and more the body and mind operating, like concentration happens with like you, the right concentration, like you see more and more what the body and mind is doing. This is also like a good effect. And because of the seeing, there comes an understanding, like then wisdom. Understanding. And from the understanding, this helps again like morality and again like the what they call samadhi, like concentration, I don't like that word. Samadhi. So if like your sila, samadhi, panya becomes more established, to use that word, the cause was correct. So you judge, you have to put it into practice first, and then you judge from the result. But like one thing also, like test it, like you must also test it enough. You must also give things time. Like for example, I was drinking now the medicine, but it will not help in 1 second. Even it was like the right thing, the right cause, the right thing, like to treat that condition, I must give it also time to be effective.
Yes.
So that's another thing. People nowadays are not patient anymore. Everything quick,
fast generation.
Yes, everything quick. Like now, babies get already iPad in the hand. And so they get very restless when they grow up, because like they are used to get fast, quick change of information, and big stress actually. People in the old times, they had little stimulation. We have like many hundred times more stimulation than people in the past. Like they couldn't travel far, they just like knew what is going on in the village. Little stuff going on. But nowadays we know what is going on the other side of this planet. And yeah, our mind goes all over the planet. But we know so much, but actually so little about ourselves, about like about the origin of all this stuff. It's like the simile about Yoniso Manisigara. I heard it from him, like he explained, like with the stone, throwing a stone, something the dog runs after. And the lion, he looks where it comes from. This is Yoniso Manisigara, like looking where it comes from, the source. So normally we run always after...
Like a dog.
Like a dog. But now lion. We should like where it comes from. It's all from the mind.
So you have to identify real causes, where it originated.
Looking at like the experience itself, like the real activity, and not at the mental creation, like at the
how to avoid this mental creation and go into deeper levels.
Yes.
Find the roots.
Yes, like it's actually it's not very deep this stuff. It's actually
it may be simple, but we are not yet used to seeing that.
Yes. So. Like I, for example, like to talk about practice, because like, but if people not practice, you cannot talk about anything. You can talk only about theory, about he said this, how to do that, and like very, and it's like very far away again. It's already concept. You're still in the head, but if you talk about practice, you're like here. Like what you feel now when you sit here. Do you observe your mind? Sometimes you are with my voice, sometimes your mind is somewhere else, like thinking. Or then sometimes with the body. Or then sometimes the urge comes up, oh, I want to explain it to him. I want to, was something very good information, I want that he knows. And at the time you explain it, you not listen here anymore. And do you see like the mind like this actually is not wandering, it's like arising and passing.
Monkey mind.
Yeah, what they call monkey mind. That's already practice. If you recognize, one moment I'm listening, one moment I'm thinking. And you was not planning it. It just happens. And that's what we call watching or having sati. Just like seeing this activity, seeing this process, putting attention, like having it, putting your attention like within. And you not need to do anything. It's not about doing. It's about like paying attention. What is going on? Because there's always flux, always changing. And you not need to do anything special. It's actually more not doing.
Yes. Stop doing.
Yes. Stop doing is one thing, and stop getting lost is another thing. These are... If you become aware of the two wrong modes, the two modes which lead to suffering, you're automatically right. The moment you become aware of wrong, boop, the wrong drops and you are right for a moment. For a short moment. Because the moment you're aware of wrong, this means a moment of awareness of sati and you're right. And then the old habit kicks in. I want to preserve the right, the good feeling, the feeling of aware, awakeful, and like this peace, like this dropping. You're already controlling again, wanting to hold it. You meet something nice, you want to have it and keep it and protect it. Like you have money, then you have the burden, you have to protect it, you have to save it, you have to invest it, you have to pop, so much business. You're actually a slave of it. You think your enjoyment comes with it? No.
Yes.
It's totally excessive or totally unnecessary. It's like you're creating more problem than good. But that's But it's always like. A weapon cannot kill anyone. It's the person who uses the weapon who kills something. So like I heard, like Ajahn Brahm had like the title, how to be a millionaire and still go to heaven. How to be a billionaire still go to heaven. So this was like his title. I don't know if it was in Sri Lanka or in Singapore. I just heard it from whom I heard it. On the Island Hermitage. Yeah. How to be a billionaire and still go to heaven. Yeah. So the Buddha even scolded when his monks was teaching people to heaven. He said then, why you not teach it like to enlightenment? Like he was like scolding, I think it was Sariputta who was teaching someone who was normally dropping to hell. He was teaching it to Brahm,
yes,
like to Brahmas. Yeah.
Yes.
And still the Buddha scolds him.
Go and keep again.
He still comes back. He's still like in samsara.
Yes.
This is not, the Buddha teaches out of samsara. This is a special thing of the Buddha. Others teach to heaven and this and this. Mm. This is nothing, this is not good enough. Don't be content only with that. There is something. Yeah, this is suffering. Don't be content with suffering. This is just another kind of suffering.
Yeah.
But still suffering. Yeah.
So, this is the maybe the confusing point when we judge ourselves with, say, you mentioned this morality and other things, whether it is improving. Right? That is one way to judge whether we are in the correct path.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it can be only still we are in the worldly level, not stepping into the supramundane path. So.
Yes, but the Buddha said it's like sweet in the beginning, sweet in the middle, sweet in the end. Like good in the beginning, good in the middle, good in the end. So you already get results from the beginning, even it's not super mundane results, but you already get a taste. You already like get moments of this. For example, sati is a moment of peace, like a short moment where you are at ease, at peace, fulfilled, no lacking, no problem. Then samadhi is prolonged peace, longer time peace. Like the Buddha said, like jhanas are like little nibbana.
But there were people who practiced jhanas even before the Buddhas.
Yeah. So and then he said, but banya, like wisdom, is like peace forever.
Yes.
So, but you already get from practicing sati, you already get the taste of that peace. But only like it's very unstable and very short. So already at the beginning, you the mind when he contacts like sati, the real sati, he knows, wow, that's when the first time he experiences is a mind blowing event when you really experience like the power of sati, when something drops and you are a moment at peace, and then sure attachment comes right after. That's the normal one.
Trying to get that.
And then the second time it's harder.
Yes.
So it's always with these things. Same with like jhanas, you get it once and then the next time it's harder.
Very difficult.
Yes. So this is because, yeah. But yeah, that's normal. So you already get the benefits, you get, you get signposts already from the beginning on. So this is why the Buddha said, yes, you have to study the beginning a little bit, Bariyati. You have to know certain basics. Like for example, how to judge, like to get some information. Or also like what to do, how to practice now. I read now many books, but even like, some people said, yeah, they read a lot, they know like in theory many things, but now how to proceed. You see, from reading books, like if a question comes, like how to proceed, like it shows, you're not sure, very confused. Even many teachers discourage people to read a lot or to go to many teachers because you get confused. Someone who has already touched the essence, when he goes to teachers, he not gets confused. He gets the gold from it. He learns from everyone.
Mm.
And he actually, it gets richer and richer. And he can see, yeah, same thing, just different color.
He knows how to filter unnecessary things.
Well, he knows what the essence is. And he knows what the packaging and the essence. Like, he can differentiate from the hardwood and like the softwood and like the how you call the thing totally outside, like the bark, yeah. Bark, he can differentiate between bark, softwood and hardwood. So he not gets confused. He thinks that the bark is the hardwood or the softwood is the hardwood. No, he can differentiate. So this is why he gets confused. But people who not go into practice, they get confused. But if you start practicing, you get more and more confidence. You get less and less confused. So I saw the advantage like to go into practice a little bit, like giving a little bit homework, and then letting the people do it, and then they come and report, like, I experienced this and this, and then you give like a little, adjustments, or like a few pointers. Or if they go the wrong way, you say, hey, you make them aware about you're not the wrong way, because of this and this and this. Go back to the right way. But nowadays people hardly practice anymore. They take Buddhism as a subject. Buddhism was never intended to be a subject.
Yes.
The Dhamma was not intended to be a subject.
Excuse me, may I ask, just to refresh now, as you said, we have collected a lot of knowledge about Dhamma. As a beginner, what is the advice, how to start, how to get in, we have certain kind of practices, but still we haven't, we are not confident. I like to say, I'll come to myself, I'm not confident in the way that I'm practicing. I'm doing things, but it's not fruitful. What is the advice actually would you like to give for a beginner? Okay. So this is the...
If I say it, are you doing it?
Yes, I promise.
Okay. What kind of meditation you practiced before?
Anapana.
Anapana, okay. So you watch the breath. And now, how you practice Anapana?
Concentrate on the breath at nostrils.
Nostrils. What you experience when you concentrate at the nostrils?
At the beginning, the breath. When I when continue, it becomes slower and slower. That's actually... sometimes I see, when I close my eyes, sometimes, only say 2 to 3 times I have only experienced the light, just like sunlight fallen on my closed eyes. When the sunlight falls on my closed eyes, I feel something like when I'm watching at the light, that kind of thing, but not much. That is honestly.
Okay. I start from a background, but now I adjust a little bit what you did. So when you now watch the breath, first of all, you not need to sit in a certain posture, because you breathe anytime. Mm-hmm. You also not need to breathe in a special way. Your breath no need to be slower or faster, whatsoever. So, and you watch. Better to watch in the beginning than at one point. It's like, have just like, now for example, when you close your eyes now, you feel where your arms are, right? Mm-hmm. You feel where your hands are, like if the hands are up, upside or downside, right? You feel how your feet are, right? They are not straight out, they are like cross-legged. You feel your back, you feel your head. So this feeling, like just like knowing the body, like this body awareness. So you just like be aware of the body, and from being aware of the body, you become, pretty soon you become aware also of the breath. So you watch the body breathing. Yeah. So, now, this is like your anchor. This is your anchor, or they call it vihara, vihari. This is like your base, your anchor, your zero point. And the exercise is not like to stay with the zero point. The exercise is like to know when the mind wanders away. Because after a few moments, thinking happens, or there's an aching and you want to correct it, or an itching, you want to itch it, there's a sound, thoughts, and the breath is maybe, So you try to be aware when the mind is not at the breath. You not try to keep the mind at the, like the body is breathing. What this is just like the zero point in order to see movement. If you have not a fixed point, you will not see movement. It's like two cars driving, same speed, parallel. You not see speed, you not see movement. But if one car stops, you see speed, you see movement. So it's a trick. You stay at one point in order to become aware of movement. So your breath, there's nothing about the breath. So you just like be aware of the body is breathing. And then you try to be aware when the mind is wandering. You can try to catch it. And the most often thing is thinking. The mind, thinking mind arises the most often.
It's fine.
Yeah. And the other one is like trying to correct anything, trying to change your posture, trying to change your attention, trying to change your mindset, trying to change something, trying to change your practice. Yes, like controlling, control freak, what Ajahn Brahm uses the word, control freak. And, so exercise, zero point, watch the body breathing. Like very gently, very softly, watch, just like have this body awareness. You can do at the beginning, maybe if you like some relaxation, if you have any stiffness, just relax it. And from relaxing, like you see automatic breath, yeah, you become very aware of the breath. And then you just notice when the mind goes away. And when you become aware, instantly the mind comes back to the zero point. Yeah. By itself.
Yeah. If I notice.
Yes.
Again.
Without, you not need to drag it back.
Just like
you not pull the mind back. Not try to fix the mind on one point. Not try to, how say, to try to control him. It's like the mind is like a kid. If you try to control a kid, it becomes very naughty, very
stubborn.
Don't do that. That's the first exercise. Try to do that.
I had a problem actually. When I come, when I start, after a certain time, that effort that I make to concentrate becomes the hurdle also. It brings me back. And the second time is very difficult because that comes to my mind, I might not, that problem will arise again. that when I come to a state, trying to maintain it becomes the problem.
Yes. You're not here to maintain.
That's right. I'm very, very
like not, yeah.
helpless in that how to stop it.
You not need to stop it.
Stop it.
You need just be aware of it, like the mind wandering. We want to be aware of seeing mind movement. It's totally fine if the mind moves. Totally fine. We are practicing to be aware, not to stop anything or to make something unnatural. Or like yeah.
Don't be a background, be a observer.
Yes. It's very difficult because in life we control all the time.
Yeah.
Control our family, control ourselves, everywhere control, control, control. So this habit kicks into practice. And in practice we want to become aware of that habit. Controlling and being lost in creation, mental, in thinking, in dreaming. These are the two modes of not being aware. And you practice now, like you watch the body breathing in order to become aware of the state of being lost and of the state of controlling. And when you see it more often, your mind remembers these two states. And when the thinking again kicks in, or when you already try to control, there's sati then, because it clearly remembers these habits. And in the moment you become aware of the habit drops. Pop. And you can choose whatever object as your viharata. Like in certain moments, the breath might not be. Yeah, when you go to toilet, yeah, just like be at the movement. You can be at the movement when you're walking. Go to toilet, and then when you are in toilet, yeah, see like how the body functions, and also like then the happiness when you release it, and then oh, the lightness, and then yeah. No need, yeah, just like choose one zero point, one base, in order like to become aware of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose anything, whatever you like. Whatever the mind is happy to stay with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like happy to stay with the breath, because you used to practice that,
mm-hmm.
And I hope you not got an aversion towards it, because many people practice, and when they do it wrong, they get an aversion. Oh, again practice, a train is controlling, again the tension. And the mind already knows what is coming, and boom, and all the akusala are already there before you even start.
Hmm. At that time, letting go is very important. Just leave it out. And keep observing. Starting is manageable. At that point I'm failing. I just want to manage. That's why I just ask whether my start is wrong. Actually I'm just watching the breath and the body movement. It settles me. With some time, even I feel very light.
But from your results, I get certain information. So this is why I said to you, better now first become aware of the body, like just of the body image. And soon after, you will become aware of the breath. But then you have the right start into watching the breath.
Rather than starting from the
beginning. Starting like controlling your attention there. Like it's like you go the way around like a little bit. Because like if you like start like you first you relax. Like your body, like you look at your shoulders, you relax, and you will soon notice the attention goes to the breath. And the breath, yeah, and very nice, and then yeah. then you just be aware what is going on, where the intention wanders. You see, first you was like relaxing the body, then the intention goes to the breath, and then goes to thinking. Boop, comes back. Boop. And yeah, you're learning now from doing mistakes. Like, we want to know the mistakes now, the two mistakes. Getting lost, we want to clearly remember it, getting lost. So if you get lost a lot and you recognize it a lot, very good. If you control a lot and you recognize it a lot, very good.
Which means I'm observing.
Yes. If you like only like stillness and nothing goes on, not good.
Something's wrong.
You're not practicing to see any light shows or something.
This is how it comes. Sorry.
How to tackle the sleepiness.
If you are sleeping, go to bed.
Hmm.
There's like, there are two kinds of exhaustions. Like the exhaustion from, in daily life, we use our mind very excessively. We lose a lot of energy because our mind is not trained. We lose a lot of energy. So we are very exhausted. And then we do also a lot of stressing things. So, first thing is better not practice in the evening, because you are very hard-working people. Better go early to bed and stand up a bit earlier. Make something which relaxes you at first, take a shower, and yeah, enjoy it. And watch the mind, like the enjoyment, and like the movement. So, yeah, relax. Or have if you like, good tea, make some ceremony. Like how you start regularly with some things, which relaxes you, what you like. You all know what you like, what relaxes you. And then practice a bit. Practice a bit and really take some time for yourself. The best is when your family still sleeps. Like stand up earlier than them. Best is like at a time they would never stand up. Even they recognize you go out of the bed. Because then you have like, everything is silent, everything is... It's like a very already special atmosphere already. And then you are already like, from this practice you're happy and you're like already in balance and you're fresh and clear. And then they stand up and yeah, you can easily do it and you nicely start your day with like this, with like already stillness and clarity. Not only like, still, like some people they meditate and then they come out of meditation in a kind of spacious, half sleeping. It's not what you want. Do it in the morning. Better go early early to bed. Because it's also like the time, the night time, from 10 o'clock, where the body recovers most efficiently. This is why the Buddha said, at the second watch of the night, you should rest. From 10 to 2 o'clock. Because many processes, resting processes and detox processes in that time. Biological clock. This is nowadays even scientifically proven. Like now the West also sees it. And yeah, so Chinese medicine, they know it since thousands of years.
But if you get used to normal daily life, if you're used to sleep long hours, then...
And I'm not recommend you now only to sleep 4 hours. You need a little bit more because you have a stressing job.
Yes,
totally fine. But when you then practice more, you become more efficient. Your mind gets more trained. You lose less energy in the daily time. Mm-hmm. And because you lose less energy, you need less rest. Mm-hmm. And from this less rest, you have more time to practice. Mm-hmm. Ta-da. Mm-hmm. So you are shifting.
Yeah. And when you go, when you start practicing, I have felt this you the sleep is also efficient.
Yeah.
During the time we sleep, if we feel like we get a better sleep, rather than in a disturbed day, when we are in a calm and quiet day, we burn less energy. Just even a shorter sleep would do, because it's like very efficient.
I recommend also very good effects of it, like before you sleep, like when you lie in bed, like to watch your breath, like try to catch the last breath before you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and when I was a layperson, the most amazing samadhi experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Like just doing this regularly, because it's something very relaxing. This is very important in samadhi, pasati. And because like this is a relaxing position, and then you do some relaxing, like you relax your tensions in the muscles you got from the day, the stiffnesses, like because in the daytime you go in certain positions where you tense all the time because your mind is tense, and this is still in your body inside. And then when you in nighttime, yeah, you become a little bit aware of the body and relax these areas. And from relaxing, you're already in a good position. And then you watch the breath. And you watch mind wanders again, and do this and that. Never mind. And you try, you can count the breath and try to remember when you wake up at which breath I fall asleep, like 50 or 60, or make a game. And you see, well, many things happen. And the Buddha recommends focus on waking up. And when you wake up, stand up. That's Long Bhushan. The moment you wake up, stand up, not like turn to the other side. This is defilements. This is training your defilements. So you can go to the other side, another side, looking at the watch, no, not yet time, another side, another defilement. You start the day very badly. You are more exalted than if you would stand up. I guarantee you. Like you feel like, oh, I'm not really awake, not really energy. After you stand up, in a few minutes, you are super fresh. Yes, this means the body has enough rest, because you sleep for the body, not for the mind. Because the mind goes on day and night.
It does not take rest.
Yeah.
No rest.
He has some certain phases he rests. Yeah, he has also rest, loses contact to the five senses, body senses, like the conscious mind. So it's less business for him, less stress, so more rest. And then goes even other levels in sleep. But it's nothing compared with samadhi, the rest from samadhi. This is much more efficient. It's like high quality rest, high quality food, nutrition for the mind.
Mm-hmm.
After samadhi, very fresh, very clear, very still, very good observer. Very bright. Then if you use how to use that, great quick results. So that's enough. Do it, and then we can talk next time. Even this practice can lead you already to enlightenment steps. Only that exercise. Because on the way, you will realize what is what this enlightenment means. Like you bring light into it, light into this body and mind, into your wrong conception, wrong view, misperceptions about it. Paying attention, noticing it, being aware of it. That's it. And in the process you learn what certain actions, how it affects your practice. You will realize it through in the course of practice. Doing this, and then doing this before, and then I practice, the quality is not so good. Doing that, quality is better. And yeah, you will
start learning.
Yeah, start, get your own experience, get your own tools, your own tricks, your own experience, your own, yeah. Better than to put you in a frame which you maybe is not your frame. Yeah. Like constrict you, like you must do, yeah. What do you practice?
Same thing you mentioned.
Huh?
The same thing you mentioned.
The same thing. Very good. What do you... Any question? Do you see your defilements more and more? Defilements? Defilements means... like craving for things. Like your wanting, hatred, like your agitation and bad thoughts about people and situations, and yeah, your likings and dislikings, put it another way. Do you recognize it more easily, more frequent? Yeah, very good. Very, very good. This is like a fruit of the practice. Recognizing these things, because from recognizing you see like also their effects, and from seeing their unbeneficial effects you don't do them anymore, you not follow these things. Very good. You also see the anicca. Like you see that your mind changes constantly,
yes.
Every day different. You feel more confident?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Continue. Like, do enough of it.
My job from last month, so I'm trying to go to the monastery this month. Okay.
Good practice is practicing now, not practicing in a monastery or there's no better place better than the other. Good practice is if you just do it now. Like not wait for, yeah, only in a monastery you can practice or something.
Yeah, like 10 years I was doing that. So now I think it's
And be honest to yourself. If you see like it gets better in the monastery, and if you have the possibility to stay there longer, stay there longer. If you see it's not gets better, yeah, do your old practice which already showed good effects. The old mode. Like you already have good effects, you not need to do something.
Same
people
who instructed so far as part of the same.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice.
He's planning to get ordained as already decided.
I mean, of course.
Can anybody become sotapanna without bhavana? Can anybody can attain sotapanna without bhavana?
Bhavana? What means bhavana?
Meditation.
What is meditation?
Is it samatha?
No. Like some people, you hear maybe stories like of the sudden enlightenment, but they did bhavana before in past lives. This is like their cups was just already full, and then it was like from outside a pointer, someone said something, and then they, boop, their mind put attention to this, and then they got the realization. It's like, but without bhavana, no.
Meditation is the media that makes us see these things. Know these, what we know becomes what we see.
Bhavana means like paying attention to this body and mind, and the result, like enlightenment, is realization.
Ourselves.
Yes.
Realization of self.
So, if you pay attention outside, means not bhavana. And you get many realizations about the outside. How to do this, how to do that, how to be successful in the world. But there's no enlightenment comes out.
So, we have to meditate.
Yes, to realize, because the cause of suffering, is like ignorance about this body and mind. So, and looking at it and seeing it clearly is like what we call enlightenment. And looking at it, examining or watching it, this is what bhavana is about.
Yeah, it is bhavana. It doesn't mean you have to sit
and do the bhavana. No, that's not
your eyes, but your day-to-day life, if you
Manasikara.
Want carefully, the possibility is there.
Yes.
Becoming sotapanna.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I mean, it seldomly happens in these formal meditations. Seldomly. But in these formal meditations, like you accumulate the energy, the needed momentum. Very seldomly. Because when you look at mostly nowadays, it's like it needs a pointer, like realization comes through a pointer from outside, from someone who knows it, who knows where to look at, or who knows where the misconception is, and who is then directing your attention to a certain thing, and then you get it. It means like you listen to something, to listen to a certain ceremony or teacher or like a certain situation, and you
realize.
Yeah, that's it. But without bhavana before, like no, like you need to prepare the ground, and then when the preparing conditions are right, you can just throw the seeds there. Yes, it's the energy. It's the energy, but meditation doesn't mean only formal. Like you cannot skip the many informal time. You cannot skip it.
That's right. Mm.
This is so super important. But then also the formal one is also important.
Some people emphasize
they call it retreat junkies. Like they go to retreat, a formal one, practice a lot, get certain effects, like certain momentum. And then they come out and the momentum declines and they are like before. And then they go again, like this yo-yo practice.
The continuation is very important.
Very, 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 very important.
And that day-to-day life is not a disturbance to that?
Not at all.
Actually,
this is actually welcome in my practice, daily life. It's like your punching partners to practice your
yes. good opportunities.
Yes, good opportunities. To thank you for all the problems in life. Thank you. Make me honest strong. I practice it. It's like opportunities.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
You get more and more exposure.
Yes. Whatever happens, welcome in my practice.
And in that case, meditation is not limited to the former. It spreads out throughout the day, throughout
exactly.
all activities.
Exactly.
And we see the disturbances occur in us, the settlements that we come into, the discussions that mind always try to go get into. When we see these things, we start enjoying. Wow.
It's like, yeah.
He does it a lot.
Mm.
I said, though he's sitting in the chairman's chair, he enjoys doing it, and he tells us the results.
Mm.
When he go to the board meeting, earlier he was very, very, sometimes he has to be very emotional, very rigorous. Now he comes out and say, I didn't do it. This time, I was concentrating, I purposely avoided it.
But easy. The management also easy in that way.
Yes. Because when you are emotional, you make wrong choices. You cannot think clearly. And this means management is worse. Because good management means like good decisions, clear thinking. It helps in the job, it helps you in all areas. Personal life, family life. And he did patient.
He's the blessed person.
The blessed. Blessed out.
Blessed.
You are bitter now with this talk?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'm anyway.
Okay,
I'm in the Dhamma, so I'm not happy at all.
Discussion with the body kept away.
Yeah, but if I pay attention, yeah, I see.
It will start, yeah. He will start complaining.
He's the best doctor. He can do it. He's very fine. So if you even have some support, wow. The body, like, there's no greater doctor in this earth because he can repair himself. So, one cell, millions of processes. If your conscious mind would be too much for you, your processing power not enough to control even one cell.
Not a doctor could design a cell.
Is it essential?
I don't remember seeing anything like that. These are sidetracks. Like on the way you maybe come by, see them, but these are like things which want to get your attention again. And means like get out. Because if you see something with like in your memory pictures or like mental creations, or you see something like outside, it's actually the same. So you go out again. Like if there are some lights and then you get interested, whoop, you're not paying attention anymore that the mind moves or that whatever the body is doing, you're not doing satipatthana anymore. you're not doing watching anymore. Yeah, you are like lost in a phenomena and get interested in it. Sensual desires. It's the same thing. So yeah, you can be very happy that these things not happen.
Yeah.
Like
whenever you discuss people,
you say, "Oh, this is." Yeah, but then if you ask him, "Are you now more content, or are you a more moral person?" I mean, if you, these are not the results we are looking for. There's nothing. It's just like entertainment, like traveling around the world. I saw that. I saw this. I saw this. Well, it's just a nice story to tell, nothing else.
Nothing else. But actually, disadvantages.
Huh?
Actually, that seeing that is a disadvantage. Where that as you say, that this mental image, what's the problem to me? It's not an advantage, seeing
no.
that.
Yeah. No, it's also not a problem.
Yeah, that's right.
We understand it. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's just like, again, welcome my meditation. And just know it, yeah. Know you like it or dislike it. What happens? Like contact happens, then feeling happens. You like it or dislike it. Or other habits kick in. You get lost in it and then you realize, oh, I'm lost in the light. And boop, you come back again. It's an object like any other object with which you can practice. But I mean only like I wanted to emphasize and not put importance in these things. Like it's like anything else.
Mm. Not seeing it's not a problem at all.
Be careful not to get lost and not to try to control it, like keep it or stabilize it or whatever. Or make it again. And just like okay. Yeah, this is actually practice. Like you are, when you are, I saw like these emotions coming often, and then I not went into it. Exactly, this is like awareness. This is like attention, and this comes like from, and the mind remembers it. And then when these emotions come, like it's at the beginning easy with strong emotions. Like these are very, the mind sees these very easily, strong emotions, especially anger. And when these come up, the mind, and then, And from really, when you really see it, like when really there and this like really selfless sati comes, you're not like waiting for it to see it. Like it just like happens to see. Boop, it drops. At the beginning, maybe it takes, then it comes again and again because out of conditioning, you see it again. And you will see like emotional, you will become less emotional, shorter, less and shorter, until not at all anymore. Because like you see the mind before emotions, like you stop the course of emotions already. You see like already the mind movement, like contact happens and then feeling happens. But you already interfere there. It cannot go into tanha, upatana and because like you become more and more sensitive to be aware of mind movement. Nibbana means non-shaken, so you become aware of this shaking, this. That's very good practice. Better than people like focusing and one point and controlling and suffering a lot, tension. I did it for an hour. I mean, this is practicing other things like endurance, patience, willpower.
help you to understand the pain, the pain and the pain also you can understand sometimes stay for a long time.
Yeah, you can sometimes some people, yeah, you can also experimentate. Like I experimented a lot, various things. But the real thing which really brings the results is like the Satipatthana. I mean, you get then nice experiences with experimentating and this and that, and but the real insights, like the real realizations, come from Satipatthana practice, and from that, like, and from the result from the Satipatthana means like the meditation master said, do concentration practice, like focus your mind at one point, like this controlling practice. If you cannot watch the mind, watch the body. If you cannot watch the body, do this concentration practice, like this fixing at one point, like to get some kind of energy. When you then have the energy, then watch the body. When you have more, and watch the mind. So we watch like the body in order actually to see the mind. So, but sometimes you cannot do it because exhausted or your mind is, because like was working a lot, then it's like gears, like driving. In the curve, don't drive the fifth gear. Yeah, you gear down, and then when you go up, gear down, and when it's like very straight, you can gear up. So it's like, it's not always like stubbornly driving the same gear. Yes. Very dangerous, very bad for the car.
Be sensitive to the situation.
Exactly.
Be very comfortable.
Compassion. Be compassionate to you. Be compassionate with our adversary, to yourself. At hard times,
don't try too hard.
Yes.
You kind of like how somebody like
this trying too hard is again this controlling one.
Controlling.
Like, not like the present is this, but you want it this. Yeah, I want more, I want better, faster, good God. Like already the controlling, like the squeezing again.
Mm-hmm. You lose the calmness.
Totally lost. Calmness and clarity, totally not there. There are two things why people not get results: doing the wrong thing and not doing enough. like if you like could read between the lines, like what the exercise I gave him. It's about that.
Is it possible to realize? I mean, I'm talking about Lokottara Supramantaya realizations.
Yeah.
Now, worldly level jhanas and so on, of course, you may achieve just observing, no keeping your mind.
You talk about if Magga and Pon,
yes.
Pala, Maggapala.
Yeah, so the Maggapala, is it like a natural thing while you are just observing, or is it, do you need anything from the teachings?
When Maggapala, like before Maggapala happens, things happen by itself. Like you're not like, I would say, you not do anything. It's like then it's like at a certain moment everything falls into place. And then it happens. Like when you're still in the stadium, like doing things, like adjusting things, in those stages it not happens. But if it like you did like the, I would say the preparation, and then like the factors fall together. Then it happens, like when there's enough, like I said, like the stillness and the clarity there, and then, and like the stillness and the clarity already also like from wisdom, like you get already a lot of wisdom into the three characteristics. So your mind is already very dispassionate, like nibbita, or like what we call in a car, like nibbita, nibbita, viraka. This one is like the mind is, because he saw the three characteristics already a lot, like he already searches for a solution out of the body and mind, away from body and mind. Like he saw the body and mind already a lot, and he's actually very dispassionate with that stuff. And then, yeah, you need like the right information. Well, I...
Yeah, because the question, even before Buddha's period, there were so many other practitioners doing this.
But when you read the scriptures, like the enlightenment happenings, it was always like an instruction before. He saw this, he contacted this, he did. There's hardly any, like he was practicing like this and then turning his mind there and doing this, like such things you find not stories. It was like the Buddha was teaching something, boom, the people got enlightened. So
yeah, but not for all, but many people, they got certain instructions from Buddha and then went away, far away.
Yeah.
They come back like after a few years probably.
Yeah.
They are not getting instructions time to time.
Yes. It's like there are immediate instructions and like you can delay, you can say. But when you see the five gates to enlightenment, like the hearing, chanting, like in chanting you do like reciting the teachings, or you hear the teachings, reciting the teachings. It was like reflecting, I think, reflecting, and then bhavana, listening, teaching also, speaking about Dhamma. Like then,
very different ways of enlightenment.
Yes, like the final, like the conclusion, the final, when it comes together, it's like hard to put into words. Yeah, it's like.
Last things like while discussing or teaching, there also there's a possibility of realizing.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
But it's again you are thinking or discussing about the Dhamma or the teachings.
Yeah. But
so it's not really watching something or the body.
I mean this kind of teaching like. These teachers, they have like already a lot of attention, even when they teach, a lot of attention on themselves. Like they're practicing or like teaching from experience, like practicing at the same moment. So when they then talk, like they're not like their attention completely outside. Like they, like I know one case, so they have their mind very highly conditioned to observe the body and mind themselves. Like a lot of sati arises, a high mode of sati. So when they teach and like they become aware of certain processes, and then with the teaching, because the words. Sometimes the Buddha said, "Oh, you ever have heard this? What I said? Never. For me also the first time." The Buddha said, "For me also the first time. I hear the first time. It came out of his own mouth." So sometimes things like conclusions, new thoughts, new sentences can come up in your mind, and you not know where it actually comes from. It's like something new for you, and you also know it's new for you. Like,
My question is now, even before Buddha's teachings, there were so many people. Trying very hard and giving up everything and practicing samadhi. So to start vidarshana, even when we read scripts, there were persons who used to practice samicca, there were persons who practice dukkha, there were persons who were practicing this anatta, even those things. There were discussions like sometimes monks went to Aranas, they used to tell, "We are also practicing the same thing. You are doing the same thing. What's the difference between this and so on?" If it is like that, if we just keeping our attention and so on, what is lacking?
I cannot say something because I don't know the suttas. I don't know really what they're talking, cannot say what's lacking. Like what when they discuss about these things.
In other words, if you don't hear about Buddhism, still you can practice, right? There are people who
practice. It's the same thing. If I haven't
you have to get some
Buddhism,
definitely.
But get your instruction.
Yes.
Right, for the first time.
There are two modes.
Like
two modes. Like the Buddha, you can say he realized it by himself. This is like the Buddha quality. And then Sawak, like the people who came after, they get like pointers. They get instructions already. Like they not have to make this trial and error process endlessly like the Buddha.
So this point from the Buddhism is samadhi. Without that, however you practice, there's something lacking in the wisdom.
I personally would say, if you you not have samadhi, if you not sotapanna, so how can you practice with it in order like to you not have it before, because if you have it, this means definition you are sotapanna. How you can have samadhi if you are not a sotapanna?
This is I'm asking to become a sotapanna.
Yeah, it's like
observing me. Is it enough?
You maybe follow the samadhi of other people, of instructions, but it's not like your samadhi. Not you do not have samadhi. Yeah. So you and so you not can really call it samadhi because these are insights, understandings.
Some knowledge.
Yeah. So it's not really samadhi from the definition here. What is samadhi? Samadhi means like, I understand certain things. So they not understand certain things. They do just certain things. Like they follow certain instructions or...
So just to add, in Sinhalese, you know, I've also used that two words. One is...
But their understandings are very closely to samadhi. You have many, you have say...
And we can see it. Knowing and seeing. And isn't that the thing that happens when it becomes the sotapanna, a person becomes sotapanna, that what they know.
It's kind of vision. No?
Vision. It becomes a vision, realizing inside, from himself.
Yes.
Before that, he know, then in a way now, we know, okay, this is samadhi, but we haven't seen it from us.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of transmission, I don't know whether...
Yeah, you can, like in your memory, you can decide, this is samadhi, these are the factors, and this and that.
Like, it's a like rough idea.
Yeah. But it's not like intertwined, it's not natural.
Natural, no.
Yeah, it's not
it's something
like,
heard.
Yeah, it's like something you can also forget it again.
Yes. That's what actually Prabhupada is, I think, asking. Isn't that needed in addition to the concern, in addition to what we, watching the body and mind? Isn't that
because
needed?
Without hearing any dhamma, if you just watch your body,
watch the body and mind.
Yeah.
Will that... is there a possibility of coming that realization?
Well, as far as I understand it, yeah, you can. There's the possibility to become a Buddha.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, that's the only possibility.
Yeah.
It's a very rare thing.
No, but
it's a very long.
If someone came suddenly, if you instruct, if you can say some African person who is a come here, you give the instructions to follow this observing. Is it possible for him to attain sotapanna without reading anything? Just following, observing.
Having this knowing,
hearing.
Hmm? Without reading or hearing any dhamma, just by you following say meditation instruction.
You
follow the right or something.
Well, I not go so far to say now no.
If I say in a way I have this feeling without explaining in the previous life, I don't think you
well, it's like I have only like how to say
possibilities there, like a one sota and no
someone. No, not sota, but I mean, even without some practice, I don't think you come.
Still, is lucky enough
to hear the.
Say like this. I know many. Say like this. I know many examples where people needed instructions from outside. I know many examples of people who got it when there was like the one factor was like they heard like there was a teacher present, like this was during a discourse, during a conversation, during certain things. So, but I would not say only because I not heard it or experienced it, it's not possible. Because like the five gates, one of it was like Yafukavana, so why not? Why not? Like it's because like this experience itself is like
bring enough from the previous life, like Bahia, just practicing the previous life,
but also you had an instruction. You had like a pointer.
That is only jhana beings, not the vidarshan also.
Previous life,
the Algeria,
the previous time, he was like,
yes, but he has not
entered.
But he has not came into the Arya path.
Not Arya path, but he has done enough Vidarshana in the previous. Vidarshana.
You can use the term Vidarshana, but he is not.
Vidarshana means I think Samadhi.
No, up to
Sankarupeka.
Up to Sankarupeka, we can practice.
If he had samadhi, he doesn't have to go and meet Buddha again.
Yeah, definitely. The Sarutirmahase, though he was very much near to the Samadhitti. That one word, he has to listen, he had to come from Buddha's preaching. Sir, Swaminathan, sir, Namakti Nani, the Ugaritagna. There's a name, Ugaritagna.
Yeah, so putting it in a certain context, a certain pointer, like I know many, many examples, like in the present age even, where it happened like that, where this was needed, or was one of the factors, but there are many other factors as well. Mm. It's one of it, but... Yeah, but
a theory.
Don't stick on that point for many hours.
No, and, just like a lot of people are telling, the problem arises like they say something, you know, to do a certain amount of reading, read more, listen more,
that's the trend what
gets
exists
down
in Sri Lanka.
Sorry.
That's the trend what exists in the Sri Lanka for some time.
The problem is, our meditation tradition is the been there in the area, but it died out, started very late, around 1950s. So our main tradition is the reading, the scriptures. So there was always that tension.
I don't know any example who, like, that this is the cause or that anybody successful.
Because
I feel is, we have a certain amount of practice.
like correct practice would be there's doubt. Now pay attention, now there's doubt in you. Like questions, doubt going on, like the mind wandering in there. That's you're in the path, no need to think about it. Don't get lost in the content. It's totally I tell you, when you do enough, this happens by itself. No need to know this information. Do I have to have this or not? You cannot plan it like this.
Well, yeah, my experience, I don't have realized about this. Listen, I can take.
What I can say, the sure thing is like get some good instructions, put them into practice, and
experience by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong in it. Like this is yeah. And if you have, if you put in other ways, enough parami.
Easy in the other end.
Huh?
Easy in the other end.
Other end.
So is it?
More interesting.
You
say you need more knowledge than
the
practice.
Time to time. When I practice. Started, I used to practice some adhidhyanas and so on. And after a few years,
this was again like his doing it wrong or not enough. Like it was practice. But certainly, if you got result, you can maybe say, was the practice correct or wrong?
Yeah. That's the exact
quite
because
probably
there
wrong.
Are many places we might get something called vanchanikadharma. We may think we have achieved something, we have experience, but it will not be the real result.
Truly.
Yeah, because there are many. Experiences.
Yeah, yeah. There are such stages in the path. Definitely.
Yes.
So. What we have to do? Keep practicing. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Should not
yes.
Yeah.
Of course, there are time. My own experience. I thought I have achieved certain madhapala long ago. But after a few years, I realized that this is not real madhapala. It took long time for me to. Realize. And during that time I was practicing samadhi and sati, mindfulness, and being there for a long time. Sometimes it's more than 2-3 months. So no other defilements appearing. But later on, then again, I noticed there are defilements. Cannot be this. So that to realize that the Dhamma helped me a lot. The knowledge I got from the readings and hearings of the class, especially Sutta Pitaka. And if I didn't read it and thought, if I continue my same practice, now I realize I may be in the wrong path. So that's why I'm asking, just observing this, sometimes you may be in the wrong path, without knowing.
That's it, like you was not having someone who like corrected you, or like supervised you, or like could like say right or wrong, right results, wrong results, or like said, oh that's not,
well,
not
I
the case.
Well, I used to consult during that time whoever. Like when I thought he was a master or someone, I used to discuss, sometimes practice their teachings and so on. But to reason, because now I realize the experience I got and the knowledge and other experiences, not exactly the correct thing. Still, I don't know. Still, I am not very sure about the present knowledge and experience. But my experience tells me, for example, 1 year before, which I thought is not the correct one. When compared to the experience and knowledge I have. It's changing.
Yeah, I can recommend, but this is. It was actually from the root question away, but check it, like observe yourself, check it with the scriptures,
Yeah. That's the thing.
And check it with other teachers, like through talking and this and that, and you get certain hints or certain information also from that, like from the real stuff.
He does orange.
Yeah.
Not out.
Yes. So, and if this everything is in how I say, like it's like one tone in harmony. No reason to doubt. Because sometimes people think, but then when they check, they see it's not the case, like in the scriptures. Sometimes teachers say you are, but then if you look inside, you see no, I'm not.
Yes.
So if these three things like are in line, like okay.
Yeah. That is exactly. So
you
have met people, renowned masters, who used to tell me you are sotapanna. Even one great time, but I didn't. Normally, I don't believe something because of someone telling me. And it's a
scientific background, so you don't believe things anymore. They always investigate and scrutinize things and keep.
That is my way of.
Me too. I mean, well, I have both things. Sometimes I believed, then I found out it's not right. I met many deluded teachers. Like, first, some teachers I could identify straight away. Some teachers it took months until I could see there's something really wrong. Because, like, testing what we, the entrance question, like how to know what's right and wrong, like testing, it needs like testing it for a certain while, and then also like, yeah, comparing with the information, and then to make a judgment right or wrong.
But now with the limited knowledge I got from them, reading and listening to others, now I have kind of confidence. Even without a teacher, I don't know whether I'm in the correct path or not. I may learn techniques from other teachers, of course. But,
well, at a certain point, sure, you have like a teacher in yourself.
Yeah.
And then,
so if you are just blindly following a teacher, sometimes there's a danger. Because like these days, we might think teacher has achieved something we don't realize, but it may be wrong.
The danger is always there. The danger is always there. So this is like, yeah, you have to have good karma, purest karma. You have to, and then test it also. Like, yeah, there are many factors. Like,
supporting factors, but we can't leave it like that.
Yeah, we need to stay awake. We need to stay awake. I mean, like, you cannot
keep on trying.
I mean, until you not get the results, you cannot stop. Like
yes.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah, until you not
so
get
okay the to follow a certain master for some period of time.
You
but
fall
like
down many,
again.
Many times, and then it's like stand up again, fall down, stand up again, fall down, stand up again. I mean,
If I say something like this, would you agree? Talking to you. If you have a teacher that has experienced the path, like himself, and he, if you are with him, and if he guides him, can he attain Madhapala? If his teacher's experienced the Madhapala.
Depends on the teacher.
Yeah. If he is truly attained. If someone follow him, can.
There may be a possibility. It depends on the followers.
A good teacher needs a good student. Like the Buddha was a very good teacher, and not every student got enlightened.
Yes.
He knew the Makapala, he knew everything, so it's not only like...
No, what I'm going to suggest here is, we don't need to have a lot of scriptural knowledge if you have a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
One has attained.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the question is, whether a teacher is, how to judge? That's the very first question we ask.
The same
again,
how you,
it depends on
the same how you judge the scriptures.
Yeah. Scriptures also we can't.
You have to test, you cannot
you
just
test.
Because there are so many translations, so many wrong translations.
Yeah.
You have also like to put them into practice. I mean, well,
and also the understanding we are getting
from
is
what
different with our development.
From my many years of experience in Thailand, seeing many masters, seeing their students, and seeing the results of things, like I see like the best results, the quickest results, the quick and best results came from people, a few instructions like I gave to you, putting into practice, and the whole Dhamma, comes to you, like the whole thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Comes in the room. That's like, but it comes from a very good source, very good source, very very skilled source, and then the people have enough faith to give it a try. And then when they give it a try and see the results, then it's not any more faith, then it's knowledge. Yeah,
it's
that really works.
Right.
Yes.
Actually, Swaminathan, what Venerable Sudarsana Swaminathan teaches that very much. If you have to start with teaching, faith on some certain teaching, with time, it should be your teaching. It should be, you should realize. There's a good Swaminathan who preaches in Sri Lanka sermons. That's what I'm always referring to. Venerable Sudarsana Swaminathan, obviously also follow a lot, and Swaminathan also admire. Unnathan always teach things, not experiences, things that we will experience if we be watchful, if we observe. And Unnathan requests for the time. Be faithful, but not forever. Keep on watching. One day, you will realize. Till then, be faithful, not forever. Need not to practice.
Not for a long time.
You need like this faith and wisdom, like
faith and wisdom.
Testing and checking.
Testing and checking.
Of course, you need certain faith. For example, the medicine you took. So you just we told you this is a good medicine.
Good medicine, I take it.
Yeah.
And then
so
if I see
a
the
kind
result.
Of faith.
Yeah. And after I know if it works or not.
Yeah. It becomes wisdom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes it may work, sometimes may
and
not.
Also that's also the case, yeah.
Also, yeah.
Because many conditions. Many factors, many factors.
That does not mean the medicine is wrong. Or the
maybe it was not enough.
Yeah.
Do not be due to some other effect.
Like meat, because this is 3 times, and taking 1 time, no effect. It's not because the medicine is not wrong, it's just not enough.
It should be right and
enough. Yeah.
So
not too much, not too less.
Yeah. You know, the difficulty, the danger is there are so many masters these days.
I know.
You are one among them.
Yeah.
Me too. But I am always telling my whoever follows me, don't trust me. I'm just guiding. You have to identify by yourself. Because what I thought is my experience, it's okay to follow a certain master. But after following some time, maybe a few years, but you should open up with check what others are doing and you know what others are doing. It might help,
yeah.
No?
I would say if doing something a few years you not have good results, you certainly do something wrong.
Yes, that's the exact. Because sometimes they may tell you certain causes, you may not have enough good karma or parami or something. But don't waste your time thinking that. Because which I believe, we got this human birth and...
Correct. If you do something a few years and you have no results, not only you cannot say it's wrong, maybe you did not enough in a few years.
Yeah.
Like you was like, yeah, this was actually the right information, but you was like doing it once a week, once a month,
yeah,
and this and that.
You are not putting right effort.
Yeah. So there are coming no results. And then people put the fault on the teaching or the teacher. No.
Lot of factors.
Yes.
There are so many possibilities.
Yes. So I would not. When you start to practice, all confusion stops. Now, like, this is not practicing, so a lot of confusion, like a lot of talking. But if you, in the moment you practice, whoop, everything drops.
That's the way of our many disciples.
Huh?
That's the way of our many disciples. We teach them that, but they don't put in practice, no? So they don't, their practice is not enough to attain.
I mean, if you would practice, we could sit here without talking.
Practice.
Because I have no question.
The thing is, there are different traditions. Very recently I read about this Pao tradition, there are the latest books. I don't know. Their tradition, they are mentioning especially the practice dhyanas. You have to get a light and use that to observe your body, different parts, and then later develop that to, you know, to check your previous birth. That is what they call the body and mind.
So they can understand.
Yeah, that's the, you know, method they are following.
Yeah, Acche Pariksha.
Yeah.
Acche
Pariksha. Yeah.
Second insight.
Yeah. Saying that you must develop this jhana light and use that, and that they are following.
Yeah. That made no sense for me.
Yeah, yeah. That's a different tradition.
But people think that there are different ways of different parts of
going to
the
same.
Nothing wrong with that, but for me, most important is seeing the rising and passing. That's the place where we should realize.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
that's the
current point. Traditions.
And that's much prominent, I think, sometimes.
Not Nama Rupa Pariksha, but Pachya Pariksha.
Yeah. No, I'm not telling that maybe the only part, but there are certain ways of practicing. So we can't completely reject
that. It's about the zero point. Observation can be.
That information I got from last year also, there was 6 month long practice for teachers, meditation teachers in their tradition.
Burma,
Burma. Now they have published 3 books from that teachers. English books, and recently they have translated to Sinhala. So I got one such book from Burma.
They emphasize on development of the jhana level, no? Dhammaratana. Who's the American one? Dhammaratana, no? American one?
Dhammananda.
No, American one?
From Arjuna Dutch?
Yeah.
Dhammananda. Nanda.
Sorry?
Nanda.
Where? You mean?
The American Arjuna Dutch.
Yeah.
Dhammananda.
Dhammananda. Anyway. So he mentioned yesterday that it's compulsory to develop up to jhana level samadhi, no?
Yes.
And
then,
yeah.
But
not only jhanas, the vinyasa-anusati also they must practice, develop. But I don't know whether it is applicable to everyone.
Yeah.
But so that
are,
is
what
they
have. I see past life.
No, no, not
only one previous life.
It's something else. It's something else.
It's present there.
No.
I can if you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking. But it's something else. It's not about actually through this what is called me. Abhinya, psychic powers. It's not through psychic powers. It's something else. It's going to in psychologists, but it's not successful anyhow. It's not the correct path that you even themselves I mean doubted of this.
Certain people it might work.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's we can't generalize that.
Yeah.
I think it's not one of the paths that Guruji said there's many paths. This is not one of paths, right? One of the paths for Nirvana. Something different, right? Because it does not make much sense in terms of wisdom, the prajna. It's a very cumbersome and tedious practice, it seems. Rather than developing, calming down the mind with samatha and going to vipassana and seeing things.
Yeah, they give unnecessary emphasis on,
the methods.
No, they give unnecessary emphasis on basic namarupa parichayana, and they don't give much of priority or emphasis on udevaya.
Udevaya.
Yes, that's very strange. Because that's the place where we should focus more.
That is more prominent and the nearest.
Yeah, even Buddha, even Buddha himself. Varnagara.
Vartamani, I mean, when we are in terms of bringing our mind to the present moment,
yeah,
that is much actually realistic.
Yeah.
Rather than being in a very tedious
okay.
and will, I mean, it's only a definite path. But being in the present moment, it makes very much sense, I think. Coming to the present moment is that simple. You see, and that is the very reason that we don't, we go to the past and to the future.
And well, I think we are not in a position to come in and this.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
So, yeah.
I just mentioned, that's what I read.
I like one teacher.
Last week I read that.
One teacher, he says like, he doesn't like to comment on teachings of other teachers.
Yes.
He gives you the information. You practice it, and what you get, this is your karma. You can test all these things, this is your karma. Your business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to comment on other teachings because this.
Yeah,
is
this
is
that practice. That is that.
I don't know.
Yes. And I think it's a very, very confusionless way. Like
you
this,
need time, no?
Like
on some each other data.
Yeah, but he openly, when people say, I practiced and isn't this, is it correct? He said, I don't answer. Don't ask me about our teachings. I don't, this is not good. This is not a good thing to judge, because informations are also low. Like, so,
yeah. Better be careful.
You can't be sure without you practicing, serve a student. Just like the first question we started up with. You try to jump fast as we do that. So you understand to be effective. We make the original.
Yeah, try to TT. No, no, I don't know.
Very sure.
This
says. How many smokes you
read?
Three times.
Three times
per day.
Per day. Not very frequently.
3 times a day.
Yeah.
Enough for now.
one time you can
three
take
times a day.
2 to 4 spoons, but three
yeah,
times
that's
a day.
2 to 4. So better keep about 6 hours gap
yeah,
between.
Three times a day.
Three times a day.
2 to 4 spoons.
Yeah, I put 3 spoons.
Yeah, each time.
4 spoons.
So keep 8 hours gap between.
8 hours.
Two intakes.
Okay.
This is me.
Maybe around 7, 8.
You feel better?
But
it's okay. I think it's
not so strict because
if it doesn't settle, you can have some tea without sugar with lime. That is also good.
Or just the barley?
Oh,
that's difficult to make.
Plain tea without
tea.
Sugar.
Tea never good for... Like
no, with lime.
Yeah, yeah. But
no.